the late 80s and 1990, a whole lot of people were allowed to return home, and a whole lot of people were released from the jails. And among them was a group of people who had gone to jail maybe 30 years before, when they were young men. And they came out very old men, but their spirit wasn't broken. And they said to us, don't do like other people do when they get their freedom and burn their countries down. But instead, let's try and build this country together with those who have oppressed us before. And most of all, let us try and show them not only love and freedom, but never again in the future of this country will one group ever get to dominate another. And with all the doomsayers who thought it couldn't happen, this year on the 27th of April, the people of South Africa celebrated their 12th anniversary as a free nation. I'm not running for office. And at a time like this, when we see in front of us a situation where it's no more about the people, especially for all those people who lost their lives and all those people who fought so hard for us to be free today, to see what is happening, the pitiful and heartbreaking political opera that is now not about the people anymore, but about personalities. At this time, I just like to say that let us not make the mistake and forget how we got here. Because if you're not jealous about your freedom, and if you're not vigilant about it, one day you'll be waking up and it'll be gone. They'll take it away from you. So, as a tribute to those old men, all those old geezers who inspired us to be where we are today, I'd like us just to stand up and shake a little booty and try and think backwards, and also some circulation in the booties. Okay. I want to clap your hands, see you move around. Let's go down memory lane. Don't forget now. Hey.
Bring it back home to Soweto. of South Africa.
We'll be back.